What on earth do love languages have to do with business, Kelly? Listen in to find out. Hey there, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You're listening to episode number 73. We're talking about the five love languages today. And you might wonder what on earth this has to do with business, but I believe it has a lot to do with business, since businesses are built on relationships. Love becomes an important topic. So if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend it. Just go to your favorite bookstore right now and search for The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. Pick up a copy. Read it. Read it with someone you love, if you like. I was introduced to the book in my late 20s at church. And our community read the book. It improved marriages. It improved family communication. It improved how church leadership interacted with one another. It was transformational then, and it has been the center of just tons of conversations with friends over the years. So I brought Love Languages up in my mastermind recently, and I was surprised to find how many people have never heard of the concept. Certainly never read the book. So that's why I thought it would be really fun to bring the topic to the podcast. So here's the story in a nutshell. The author of the book did a lot of relationship counseling, and he often ran into situations where one person would say, he doesn't love me anymore. And he'd say, are you kidding me? I do all these things to show you my love. And why is it that one person can feel that they're being super loving and another person can feel unloved? As the author tracked all of the different things that people said, like, I feel loved when he takes out the garbage. I feel loved when she initiates sex. I feel loved when he puts the newspaper down and listens to me at the breakfast table. Things like that. As he listened to all the different ways that people said they feel loved, he realized there's a language being spoken here, and there's five distinct categories. The categories are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Now, we all need all of these spoken to us in our lives. There are great scientific studies about how harmful it is when children aren't touched and nurtured physically as children. We know what happens in relationships when nobody spends any time with each other. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, physical touch. We all need all of them at one time or another in our lives. But if you do a quiz, you'll discover that you really do have a primary love language that usually stands out and perhaps a secondary. When I look at these, I've always known my love languages are acts of service and quality time. I don't really care that much about words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch. But I don't never want to be touched, and I appreciate a compliment and I appreciate a gift, but they don't make me feel loved, if you know what I mean. So acts of service and quality time being my love languages. If you're close to me, if we're in a relationship, if we're good friends, you'll probably notice how much I appreciate undivided attention, how much I love doing things with someone, and how it just really blesses my socks up when somebody does something for me. It's because acts of service and quality time are how I feel love. And if you never do anything for me, like make the coffee or, you know, pick up the dishes or, you know, offer to promote one of my products. If you never do that, I don't feel love from you. If you never want to spend time with me, if you always rush right through the details of business and hustle off to the rest of your day, I don't feel terribly loved. And you might wonder, well, so? Well, if you would say that, like, I don't care if you feel loved, we're business partners. We're not business partners because I'm partners with people who I really enjoy spending time with. My business is not built for profit only. My business is built to support my values and create more of what I want in the world. And yes, my business is literally built and designed for me to experience love. Is that a unique concept? Not in my world, but maybe it is a new thought for you, which is, of course, the goal of the conversation. So if my love language is acts of service and quality time, what if my online business manager's love language is words of affirmation, which happens to be true? Tisha Lee, who's been my online business manager forever, she's worked with me since 2006. One of her primary love languages is words of affirmation. That means when she turns something in, she likes to hear, good job. I liked what you did here. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Words of affirmation not being a natural love language for me, it's not a language I flow in. So if I am inconsiderate, first of all, if I'm unknowing of her love language, if I don't know it about her, that words of affirmation are very important to her, that she feels loved and valued when people speak words of affirmation. If I don't know that, and words of affirmation doesn't come naturally to me, then what happens is she turns in work and I go, thank you. That's it. Or maybe I don't even say thank you. Maybe I just go, oh, there it is, and use it. I'm really capable of that. But I do know that her love language is words of affirmation. This just came up and I realized, you know what? I could do better. I've gotten a little lazy about it. Because what's true about Tisha is that she beats deadlines. She asks intuitive questions. She knows my business inside and out. So she's proactive in making suggestions. So when she completes something and lets me know it's ready, I look at it and words of affirmation come to my mind. Like, ooh, it's early. It's awesome. Oh, great idea. Man, I'm so glad she's my person. But words of affirmation is not my natural love language. So that it might stop there in my thought and not leave my mouth in a message to her. But knowing that her love language is words of affirmation, I'm going to choose to speak that language to her. I'm going to let her know, thank you once again for beating the deadline. Great suggestion. I appreciate your creativity. I love that you're my person. Thank you. Thank you. Like, I can speak those words of affirmation to her because I want her to feel loved and valued in her role. We all have these special ways we perceive and receive love, and the people that are close to us might not speak the same love languages. Can you see how this could impact your business? I mean, this topic impacts marriages, turns them around, impacts families, changes parent-child communication, changes how siblings interact with each other, changes how friends interact with each other. But think about the key relationships in our businesses. We have business partners, virtual assistants, online business managers, graphic designers, writers. We have affiliates. We have podcast guests, speakers, you name it. We have these relationships that are important to us. If it's a relationship that I want to last, I care about what is their love language. How do I express to them how much I love and value them? And yeah, to me, that matters. Everyone directly involved in my business partners, my online business manager, my longstanding affiliates, these are people I care about and I want the relationship to be long lasting. So I want to know what their love languages are and I want to stretch myself to speak it, whether it comes natural to me or not. So key questions to ponder for you is thinking about your key business relationships. What are they, for one thing? Maybe you're a solopreneur with a virtual assistant, and that's your one key business relationship. Maybe you have a business partner. Maybe you have strong, consistent affiliates that you want to maintain a great relationship with. What about your clients? I'm a coach. I have clients that I spend time with all through the year. I want to know what their love languages are. What if you're a graphic designer and you're spending months working with a client? What if you're a writer? What if you're a web developer? You have relationships with clients that span months and even years. Would you like them to feel loved and valued? The answer for me is hell yes. I realize some people are listening to this and just thinking, not really. I don't see where love comes into it all. And it's okay if you feel that way. But gosh, you're listening to love people and make money. So you're probably not surprised that it's important to me. So identify your key business relationships and then ask yourself, do I know their love language and do they know mine? And how might I discover it? Some relationships you're in, you're close enough that you can come right out and say, you know what? I've just read 5 love languages and I'm curious, what's your love language? Do you know what it is? Maybe you want to be a little more, you know, tactful and just say, hey, tell me what makes you feel really appreciated in business. And just listen to what they say. Like one person might say, when a client remembers my birthday and sends me a gift at Christmas, like, bing, there's that receiving gifts love language. When my coach asks about my family, remembers details about my life, takes extra time to ask me how I'm doing, there's ding, 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 quality time. They just love it. So ask them, how do you know you're really valued and appreciated in a business relationship? And listen to what they say. And then You know, how can you communicate it to others? You know, if you are in a long-standing relationship with me, and physical touch is not my primary love language, I know if it is yours. You can usually figure it out pretty quickly. I have friends like Therese. She is a snuggler. I am not a natural snuggler, but I know she feels really close, really warm and appreciated. And so when I spend time with her, I am very willing to snuggle. My friend Nicole, if we're going to sit and watch an episode of Outlander, we're usually going to snuggle up on the couch shoulder to shoulder to watch it. Now, it might be more my style to hit opposite ends of the couch, but I know physical touch is one of her love languages. So I love to speak it. This topic, we have to mention boundaries, because I am willing to snuggle with my snuggling friends. But if you're not, if you have a boundary of not only is physical touch not my love language, I'm deeply uncomfortable with it, it's okay to have that boundary. I'm not telling you you've got to do something that betrays you on a personal level. Don't do that. But knowing what their love languages are gives you the opportunity to just ask the question of yourself, do I want to make the effort to speak their love language? I want to know which of my clients love words of affirmation. I want to know which of my clients love acts of service, because that's going to give me the opportunity to choose an action that conveys love and appreciation to them in their language. So how might knowing what someone's love language is, change how you interact with the person and improve the long-term health of the relationship? Great question to ponder. And then finally, how am I designing my business to create more feelings of love in my life? Quality time being one of my primary love languages, and acts of service. There's a couple of key things in my business that allow me to experience love in a huge way. One, I run a mastermind. So 3 times a week with 3 different groups of amazing entrepreneurial people, I get to spend quality time with the group. I get to know what's going on in their businesses, and they get to know what's going on in mine. That quality time is literally built into the fabric of my week. It's impossible for me to not experience quality time. I coach one-on-one. Right now I've got 10 private clients in total. So I'm having 1 or 2 calls a month with all of them. Again, quality time. Yes, I'm there to serve them, but it doesn't matter. I can spend the entire time focused on their needs, and I am still getting quality time. So, hell yes, it creates a feeling of love in my life. I host live events where people fly across the country, get a hotel room, and hang out in a conference space for 3 days. That's quality time. It's also acts of service the people who come to speak to be of service to the community. That's an act of service that makes me feel amazing every time. It blows me away, the number of people who say yes and come to be of service. Yes, they're there to serve my community, but I feel loved when they do it. I host retreats. That's hella quality time to spend 3 to 5 days together intimately, eating all our meals together, having fun, talking about our businesses and our mindset. Yeah, I have literally designed my business to create love in my life. So when you ponder that question for yourself, have you ever considered it before? Let's say your quality time is not your thing. Then you probably don't want to commit yourself to a schedule of lots of private one-on-one time and lots of group time with clients. I don't want to say that for sure, though, because I don't know. There may be someone for whom quality time is not a primary love language, and yet they enjoy coaching. Acts of service, like if you love to be of service to others, then it probably really contributes great feelings of love and appreciation to you if you're a service provider, a graphic designer, a virtual assistant, a ghostwriter. Words of affirmation. If words of affirmation is your love language, then creating products, offering services where people appreciate what you've done, give you testimonials, tell their friends about you is probably a wonderful, warm side effect of doing that. If your love language is physical touch, do you provide those opportunities? Do you host retreats where you get to be with people and give them warm hugs and snuggle on couches to talk about deep stuff? I think about physical touch and it is not one of my primary love languages. And yet, man, I love a massage. I love a foot massage. I love a pedicure. People who do that work, I sure hope physical touch is one of their love languages. Whatever your primary love languages are, I challenge you to ask yourself, how have I designed my business to give me more of an opportunity to practice my love language and receive my love language from others? And if you look around your business and think, whoa, I haven't done that at all. Is this business satisfying? And, you know, have you chased the dollar to your detriment? You know, as you listen to this, whether or not this resonates with you and whether, you know, you can put it to use. And if you don't, like, you're probably not still listening, right? But I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you for spending this time with me. Please come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 73 and leave a comment. Let me know what you're thinking. Ask a question if you have one. If you're like, wow, I want to build more feelings of love into my business, but I'm not sure how, like, let's brainstorm. Use that comment section to interact with me and others. If you love topics like this, we go all over the place in Momentum Coaching Mastermind. 1 week we're talking about love languages. The next week, another week we were talking about search engine optimization. This week we've been talking about follow-up. We go all over the place with topics, but it's always something to support you as a content marketing entrepreneur, supporting your content marketing, your entrepreneurship, your mindset. So if you'd like to get in on these conversations, please come join us. Go to MomentumMonthly.com to learn more about it. Have a great day. I'll see you in the next episode.